on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
It's a great time of the year, and Christmas will be in the next couple of weeks. We're so glad that we can say to you, Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope that you're getting ready for a great day in church today with the family and just worshiping and magnifying the Lord. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this song right here for you. And I'm going to let Martha start us off this morning with this beautiful song. She does such a great job on this, so let's give it a listen to it. It says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes. Just common flesh and bone, but I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. His head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead.
Prosperous New Year. She's gone home to be with the Lord today, but we miss her quite a bit, but we still try to play her music and try to, we love Martha. We miss her very much. But anyhow, a lot of people have prayed and paid this year on this broadcast, and I like to say I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you've done, and I appreciate you staying with me this long. I hope you stay with me another year at least. Let's get another year in. And I'm doing right well. I'm kind of lonely. It's a lonely time of the year, but it's a lonely time for a lot of people. I don't want to be the only one who has lost someone. I know a lot of people that I know in the past who have gone on to be with the Lord. But anyhow, we'll make that journey one day. But anyhow, I want to go right now and play another song for you. I hope you enjoy this one.
I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share in all that I do. But if I lose it all and I'm left with nothing, if I have the Lord, I know He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. Things find real happiness, but if you've looked very long, then you know that it just can't be found.
Good Christmas music, and I remember here lately that someone said to me, he said, well, I'll be glad when Christmas is over so we can get back to singing the old song to the church. Well, that is a reason for the season, and this is Christ's birthday. This is a good time of the year. People are friendlier today, and speaking to one another who they never spoke to one another before. And there's nothing but love in the air, and giving and sharing gifts, and just loving one another. And you know, that's what this world's all about. I am so tired of the politicians of this country just fighting and bickering over one another. And every time you turn the news on, it's violence and drugs and alcohol and sex and all this perversion. I tell you, it's sickening, but we just gotta let go of that. We can't dwell in these things. We gotta let those things go and think about what God has done for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him, then he would give him eternal life. And that's what it's all about. That's the reason for the season. I want to send a song out to all my family that's listening today and my church family. I feel like you're my church family. I'm not going to mention no names today. You know who I'm speaking to, people who have paid and prayed to keep this radio ministry going, and I appreciate you. And if you can't afford to send a dime, I still love you, and I'm still praying for you. So you continue to pray for me. I'll tell you, it's been hard. And this Christmas season is hard. I know a lot of people who have lost loved ones also, and I know it's hard on them. So I hope that for you the best that there is. So let's go right back and listen to this song.
To that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue. As you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, or I will be there. I realize when you be so much to view. After you've been there 10,000 years on the earth, maybe to look for me, or I will be there too.
Maybe true.
beautiful song. As bad as we miss her, I still love her music. I hope that you enjoyed that song. Look for me. I'm going to go to a beautiful song right now. And this one said, "You made it rain for me," and then I'm going to go into a message. So I'm praying for you. You just continue to hold my hands up and pray that for me. It's a hard time right now. Anyhow, if God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. So let's go to the song and into the message.
Ooh, let me down a country road to teach my feet to stand. Then you let me through the valley low so that I would hold your hand. Then all the raging seas of time you taught my eyes to see. Like the flower, the rain helped me to grow, and you made it rain. Many, many miles, you have never failed. Through flame and flood, I've walked with you on the stormy gale. No matter where your steps may go, and dry, you make it rain for me. You fold the clouds in your hands to hide the light of day, so that I learn to trust in you. Tears I've cried while down on my knee. For when my soul gets thirsty, Lord, you make it rain for me.
You know, many of us have had a bad day, a bad week, or a bad year. If we look back over all of our problems and situations, we got through every one of them. I think that God cares for us in such a way that sometimes we overlook His love and the boundaries of His love, how He really understands us. He takes care of us day after day. I've never faced a valley. I've never faced a mountain that God hasn't got me through that valley or over that mountain somehow or another. But I have faced some bad days, some bad weeks, and I've had some bad years. How many of you have had a bad day? Maybe you're having a bad day right now. I don't know. And maybe you got up this morning and things are all upside down and you're saying, "Oh God, how am I going to make it through this day?" Well, look up, child of God. If God be for you, who in this world can stand against you? Turn your troubles over to Him. And He said, "Cast your cares upon me because I care for you." How many of you have had a bad week? Maybe your week's been bad and you got up this morning. Well, I'll tell you how you can cheer yourself up. Get up right now and get ready for it. Go to the house of God. Eat a good breakfast and go to the house of God. Listen to some good singing, good preaching. Just let yourself go. I talked with a lawyer one time and he was asking me, "So how do you preachers go Sunday after Sunday and go all week long to your problems, situations, visiting and all that?" and then go to church and have such a good time. I said, why? I said, that's where we relax. He said, how could you relax? He said, I work 6 days a week. He said, on Sunday, I get up on Sunday morning and go back through my trials and stuff, and I'm getting ready for Monday. I said, well, you need to take some time out and go to the house of God, listen to somebody else, and let them talk to you, let them preach to you, and sing, let them sing for you, and just enjoy the blessings that God has really given you. So I left this lawyer, and I met him up in Washington, D.C., and anyhow, later on, he wrote me a letter, and he said, Brother Thomas, I want to tell you, he said, I have decided to go to church on Sunday morning, and I took my family and said they liked it, and we love it, and now we're, every Sunday morning, we get up and go to the house of God together. Well, my friend, that is a solution for a lot of problems. If people spend more time in the house of God, listen to some good old-fashioned preaching and singing, forget your troubles and leave them, take them to the altar and just leave them there. How many of you have had a bad time and they seem to come in years? They just don't seem to never let up. Well, I read in Genesis 37 about a boy called Joseph. And Joseph was loved by his father. He was given a coat of many colors, but he had a dream. And because of this dream, it caused him problems. And, you know, we can have a dream, and I think that Martin Luther said, I have a dream. And that dream, we're seeing that dream fulfilled today. And I know that he never died for no purpose at all, because God had a plan and purpose for Martin Luther King. So I think that he had a dream, but his dream cost him his life. And, you know, almost all of us could relate to that one way or the other. And a lot of us, our dreams, I always said if you have too many dreams, you'll end up with a nightmare. But you don't have to have nightmares. You can have a dream, and dreams can come true. Joseph had some of all the above. He had bad days, bad years, bad weeks, had all kinds of bad time. But Joseph lost some of the best years of his life. He was thrown in a pit and taken out of a pit and taken down and sold in Egypt's bondage. And in bondage, he was a slave in the household, and he was accused of attacking a woman. I don't know what and all he was accused of, but anyhow, he lost a lot of good years, but you never heard Joseph complaining. As a matter of fact, he said, I was in the place of God. He knew that God was in full control. It is not always what happens to you on the outside, but what's going on the inside. It seems like that we can smile and laugh and enjoy life, but down inside, I mean, down in the roots of our life, down in our heart, and our soul, that's where we're hurting more than anywhere. It is what's happening to you, what's going on the inside of you. And you know, you need to release that. Let go and let God. His attitude. A lot of people got a bad attitude. They just down on everything. The attitude is a choice. And you probably never looked at that before like that, but I'm telling you this morning that a bad attitude is a bad choice. You make bad choices, and bad choices cause you to have bad attitudes. Blaming our attitudes on someone else. Sometimes we want to say, well, if they were different, then I'd be different. Well, that don't always work. You know better than that. But anyhow, this is why I do what I do. Well, because a story of a man, he said, well, his son robbed him, his own daddy, and he went in and robbed his own daddy, and they caught him and put him in jail. And he said, well, daddy, I needed some money, and you wouldn't give it to me, so I just felt like I'd take it. Well, a question we ought to ask, does your wife make you happy? Does your wife make you happy? Does your husband make you happy? Are you happy at work? Does that make you happy? Does your church cause you to be happy? Well, happiness is a lot of times, happiness is the way that we have stormy troubles. I wonder if you're satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He have in me. And when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say, He is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied that it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with His work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost soul into the fold, that I won't be unafraid of satisfied with us. Well, neighbor, I've got to get out of here. I'll see my time's up, but let's have prayer together. Father, I pray from unseen audience. I pray, God, that You'll use this ministry to touch a soul, Lord. If we knew of one soul that was saved because of our ministry, then everything we've done is not in vain. But Lord, I pray that our voices, it goes out over the air, that there'll be conviction in it. And Lord, the Holy Spirit will use it and direct it to where it needs to go, that they might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved eternally before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I trust you're going to have a good Christmas, and I'll be back next week to do the Christmas program, and I hope that you're going to have a great day today and a better day tomorrow. So here I say goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is I'm a prayer.
Then be ready, faithful people.
Right to the Tommy Mounts, Mark 2642, Meadow Street Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, the Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Meadow Street Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.